The interest in wine has exploded. The only thing that hasn't really exploded is the knowledge of wine. Mm-hmm. How you drink it, you know, the swirling, the aeration, all the other stuff that goes right. along with it. Now, an average glass of wine in a restaurant is 4 to 5 ounces.
Right.
So we put them in a 16-ounce glass so they can swirl it around and get the nose and right. let it breathe and yada, 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 right? And so this woman comes in. She says, I'll have a glass of Cabernet.
I see the way this is going.
Oh,
go
yeah,
ahead.
Totally. Yeah, yeah. So he gives it a 16-ounce glass with 5 ounces of wine in it. She goes, where's the rest of my wine? And he goes, what are you talking about? I want this filled to the top.
Right.
It should come filled to the top. He says, it would come with a wheelchair if it was filled to the top. I mean, you know, 16 ounces, a half a bottle of wine,
sure,
for God's
yeah,
sake.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes the best revenge is to give people exactly what they're asking for because they don't really know.
So you did?
So in the interest of I need material, you know what I mean? We filled it to the top and she drank it, but now she can't move it because it's filled to the top, so she can't get it to her mouth. So right, now she right. has to put it into two glasses, right? So she asked for a second glass, and now she's spilling half the wine she ordered, trying to put it into the second glass. So now she has one half glass and one less than half glass.
That's awesome.
And wine all over the bar.
All right. Right.
Yeah, this is, are you happy now?
Yeah.
Right. So it turns out she's got about 17, 18, 20 ounces of wine in her, which is considerable if you're not
eating.
Yeah. She decides she's going to leave, right? So she gets up, and she walks out saying, I don't believe the way you people serve wine here. This is ridiculous. I'm never coming back here again. Like, this is a threat I've never heard. A and B, do you really think I care?
Right.
I just lost about $14 on you. Please don't come back. So anyway, she gets to the lobby and she takes her shoes off and she's standing in the lobby massaging her feet, right? And it leaves her shoes there and walks out into the parking lot. So I'm thinking she's coming back for the shoes.
Sure,
you know?
You would think.
Turned out she did the walk of shame with no shoes. Now, I'm praying she didn't get stopped. Get out of the car. Where's your shoes? It's going to turn into a hole.
22.
And I'm thinking, okay, well, we just, you know, we'll hold her shoes here. She'll be back for the shoes.
Yeah.
Never came back for the shoes.
Ever.
I don't even think she knew she had them on. So the moral of the story is, if you get a wine glass that's not filled to the top,
right.
be thankful.
Go with
just drink it and have fun.